First Kings, please. First Kings, chapter 17. You know, so often we talk about the fact of the Old Testament under the law, New Testament's grace, and yet we realize in the Old Testament grace is manifested time and time again. And in 1 Kings chapter 17, well, previous to that, we find Israel doing their typical thing, sinning, running from God, disobeying. And as a result of that, we find that they had turned from a worship to the God of heaven to Baal, Baal worship. Disobeying the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And as a consequence of their actions, God sent a drought. How many of you have ever lived in a real drought? Well, one raised his hand back here. You know, I've had my lawn dry up a little bit, but I can't really call that a drought. But I can't imagine what that would be like. But God did send a drought to them, and during this drought, God's grace was manifested. And we see in here 1 Kings in chapter 17, in the life of Elijah and in the life of a widow woman, both of them are scraping the bottom of the barrel. And I'd like to look at that in a little bit this evening. If you look at the first part of the chapter, we're not going to take time to read it all, but look at verse number 12. Chapter 17 of 1 Kings, verse 12. And she, being the widow woman, said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." So give a little thought to that verse. Give a little thought of the condition that this widow woman was living at this particular time. Just keep that in your mind as we look at this this evening. And we find that this woman's condition wasn't very good. She had an empty barrel. Literally, she had an empty barrel. Now, both Elijah and the woman, widow woman, we think of the widow woman with an empty barrel. We don't think of Elijah as an empty barrel. But his barrel was kind of empty at this time, too, in the midst of this particular drought. But this woman, widow woman, as you look at that particular verse, she was lonely. Now, I cannot fully understand that. We have several widow women in our church, and I'm sure there's some time of loneliness. And of course, having experienced the death of Dave's pastor's first wife, and sharing with him, and you know, there was a terrible time of loneliness. And so she was a woman of loneliness. She was a woman of limited resources. She did not have much. Here she was. She was going to fix for her and her son their final meal. And she said, "We're just going to die. I have no resources. I have nothing to provide for him and for myself, and so we're going to have this final meal, and then we are going to die." But tonight, I want us to, first of all, see the belief or the faith of this widow woman. Look at verse 15. "And she," the widow woman, "went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he in her house did eat many days." First of all, I see in this widow woman the faith to obey. You know, do we have the faith to simply obey? To obey what the Lord would put in our life. Now, we kind of back up a little bit, go back up to verse number 9. As this story unfolds, this truth unfolds. And in verse number 9, we find that God gives a command. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And I was looking at that, I noticed in my Bible, I have a line drawn from verse 9 down to verse number 4. And so verse 9 is the second command that God gives to Elijah. In verse number 4, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. I think those are a couple of interesting verses. Who is it that is taking care of the situation? God says, I have commanded a raven. I have commanded a widow woman to meet the need that Elijah has at this particular time. Now, as you think of that, then look at verse 13. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said. But make me therefore a little cake first. As we think of this, and again, I maybe should have read all the verses, but you're familiar with this particular story. As you think of this, think of Elijah's requests or demands of the widow woman. And as you look at that, humanly, they are impossible. It's impossible a request that he is making of her. They were unreasonable. And humanly speaking, he was even showing some selfishness. Me first. Go ahead and do what you say you're going to do, but before you do that, take care of me. And so he was even putting the burden a little stronger upon her and asking her to take care of him first of all. And so humanly, the provision was impossible. But we find here her means of providing was limited. She had nothing. She was going to feed her son, and they were going to die. And so Elijah gives the widow, though, a little hint of God's provision. A little hint of God's grace in verses 13, the last half of the verse, and verse 14. I'll go ahead and read all the 13th verse. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. There's a little hint there that God's going to provide. You go ahead and do what you're going to do, but before you do that, take care of me. Make me a little cake and provide for my needs. But then God is going to enable you to make that cake for yourself. And we find that God takes the empty barrel and he fills it. Now, I need some help from you theologians tonight. Did God fill the barrel, or did God just put enough in the barrel each morning to take care of that day? Pardon?
He provided enough for each day.
He provided enough for each day. You don't think he just filled the barrel? Well, I know he could have.
Like the manna every day.
The Bible doesn't say. I believe it was each day. He provides each day what we need. You know, we don't need God's mercy for next week. We don't need God's grace for next week. We need it for today. And have any of you ever had an empty barrel? I'm sure every one of you have had an empty barrel sometime in your life. And God is able to fill that barrel, or he's able to put just enough in that barrel to take care of you for that particular day. And though the requests were humanly impossible, she by faith did what Elijah told her to do. It was a real test of faith for her. When you have an empty barrel, is it a test to your faith? Or is it God giving you an opportunity to grow in your faith? I think it's both. God tests it, tests our faith at times to grow our faith, to draw us a little bit closer to Him. And she had enough faith to just simply do what God did. Now, did she know who Elijah was at this time? Did she know that Elijah was a prophet of God? Had God in some way revealed to her who Elijah was? It really doesn't say for sure. We do not know for sure. There's some indication that she might have known something. She does say that, speaking of Elijah, the Lord thy God. At least she saw it as Elijah's God. But was it her God at this particular time? She did state, He liveth. It seems she had, by faith, simply had to believe Elijah's promise. She did so, and the barrel was filled. At least the barrel had enough in it for that day, and the next day, and the next day, and so forth. So even if she believed in God, even if she was a follower of God, her faith was still being tested. Her faith was given an opportunity to grow. Could she trust God to supply in spite of an empty barrel? In spite of an empty cruise? Did she just simply believe in God? And she, you know, I believe God at times empties our barrel. He does it purposely, that He might grow our faith. That we might be able to be of help to others. And most of us aren't quick anyhow to thank God for empty barrels. But we can. We can praise the Lord for empty barrels at times. Empty barrels are needed in our lives at time. You know, will I trust the Lord? Would I put Him first when the barrel is empty? Even when my resources are limited. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And thank God for empty barrels, but thank God more for the fact that He can fill that barrel, or at least put enough in it for that particular day. You know, empty barrels gives us that opportunity to have our life blessed. Just think of the blessing that widow woman received. And she just simply trusted the Lord and kept going to the empty barrel. And when she went to that empty barrel, she found another meal, one for herself, one for her son, and one for Elijah. And the next day, she found enough in that barrel. That barrel, though, we think of it as an empty barrel. Never did. Totally empty out. As long as the Lord kept providing for her. You know, empty barrels also gives us opportunity to see God's power and God's provision. And how He can meet the need on a daily basis. Let me ask you tonight. Maybe you're here tonight and you're facing an empty barrel. You're like the widow woman. Very little provision. Hopelessness. And yet each time you come to the barrel, you find enough provision for that day. Enough grace. Will I have the faith? Will you have the faith to simply trust God? And to obey, even though it all seems impossible, improbable, humanly speaking. Trusting the God of the impossibilities. And so we see the faith, the belief of this widow woman. And this grace that was manifested was also a grace sufficient to serve. Put yourself in her shoes or sandals. Maybe she didn't have either. Could you blame her if she had said, "Hey, I don't have enough. You go find your own provisions. You know, you're just begging. Get out of here, buddy." Or she might have been more kind and said, "I'm sorry, I'd like to, but I simply don't have meals to meet you, your need." Is that how you and I might respond at times? Is that even how we respond to God at times? "I don't have what you're asking, God." Do we even expect things that are unreasonable? But the widow's response was seen in a grace in action. A grace to serve Elijah. A grace to give to Elijah, though she did not have anything but an empty barrel. You know, putting the Lord first and others before ourselves. Serving others before we serve ourselves. There is a promise given in this story, a promise of meeting the need, the general promise in a sense, but his plan to do for us and provide in a way that we cannot provide in ourselves. But we gain, we do not lose when grace, we by grace put the Lord first and others before ourselves. Grace enables us to give when we don't think we can give. Now, I think again of that church down in Illinois. And, you know, I wonder how many of those people, they prayed for a period of time and they were saying in their minds, "You know, I just don't have it. I can't give. I don't know how big that church is. I don't know how many people were there last Sunday morning. But $53,000. And God might have taken several empty barrels and provided in a marvelous way for that church. And he can do the same for us in our lives as well. You look at verses 11 and 12. "And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said," when she's going to fetch some water for him, "and as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, 'Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand.'" Verse 12. "And she said, 'As the Lord thy God liveth, I have no cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and for my son, that we may eat and die." That was her human reasoning. In verse 13, Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it to me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And dear friend, if you happen to be here tonight and the barrel's empty, take encouragement from that 14th verse. The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Grace enables us to serve even when we don't think we can. It enables us to give when we don't think that we are able to. We, in reality, are just empty barrels ourselves. And yet God can fill us with what is necessary that we might serve, that we might be a blessing and a help to others. Any empty barrel surrendered to the Lord is a useful barrel, a barrel that will not run out. But as you look and at beginning at verse 17 and go down through verse 24, I see in this another empty barrel. Now, he's not talking about the barrel here. But think about this widow woman. She'd lost her husband, and now she loses her son. There's no indication that she had any other family. And here she was, all alone. She didn't even have her son any longer. Total empty barrel. She even felt a certain amount of guilt. As you look at verse 18, and she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? She was asked to do many impossible things by Elijah. And now her son is taken from her. And she's, in a sense, blaming Elijah. Have you come to show my past life, my sins and my life? You know, sometimes I'd like to be able to read the rest of the story. You know, there's that program, The Rest of the Story. And there are some places in the Bible where I'd just like to read the rest of the story. Maybe someday we'll be able to read the rest of the story. But in verse number 19, and he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. What was Elijah's response? Picked up the dead boy, walked out with him. Did he say anything to her what he was going to do? It doesn't indicate it, and I don't believe he did. And here she was, you know, what's this guy going to do now to my own son? And look at verse 23. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and he delivered him in unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. Here we find the first mention of resurrection in the Bible. But can you imagine what was going through that widow woman's mind at that point? As you think of the entire story, the empty barrel, and God just supplied over and over and over again. She lost her son. He died. If you read the story, very definitely he died. And now he is restored to her once again. And what a blessing that the story ends well, if you want to put it that way. But you know, empty barrels can be used of the Lord in our life to grow our faith, increase our faith, that we might be able to be used of him in a greater way. It can bring joy into our life, blessing. Empty barrels don't have to be disastrous in our life, but it can be a real blessing. It can be a real joy. It can provide opportunities to serve, to minister, to strengthen not only ourselves, but strengthen others as well. What do we do in our life when we find an empty barrel? Do we trust the Lord? Depend upon him? Or do we depend upon ourselves and say, God, it's impossible? Don't be discouraged totally by an empty barrel. But see what God's going to do with that empty barrel. And what a difference it can make in our lives. Let's pray. Almost gracious God and Heavenly Father, none of us, if we be truthful with ourselves, look forward to empty barrels in our life. strength is gone, maybe physically, maybe emotionally, even spiritually. And yet, if we would have the faith of this dear lady, you can take that empty barrel and you can use it in our life to be a blessing to ourselves, a blessing specifically for others. Just as we sang earlier, fill my cup, Lord. And sometimes we just need to cry out to God and ask God to fill our barrel. And be able to come to the point where we rejoice in what God has done and how God has provided through the empty barrel in our life. Pray, Lord, that you would guide and direct in our lives as we go forth from this place this evening. Pray, God, that you would use us, and if we even face an empty barrel, that we would look to you to fill it. Thank you for your great grace. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.